Now we have Penn against LaPorte in this other 4A sectional semifinal. These two teams, believe it or not, have not played since the year 2000, 19 years ago. On this floor, they played in first round regional play. They both won their sectionals that year, and the Kingsmen won that game 70-50, and it was actually the second year in a row they played in regional first-round play. So they played 2 years in a row, and they have not played for nearly two decades since then. No one on this floor was born the last time Penn and LaPorte, with the exception of the officials, the last time Penn and LaPorte played high school basketball.
I don't know how you feel after giving that stat, but that makes me feel ancient. Okay?
That's right. Penn held off Riley 50-48 in Tuesday's thriller in the first round. Noah Applegate, a double-double for the Kingsmen, 13 points and 10 rebounds, while Bo Ludwig and Keegan Hoskins each finished with 12. All of Ludwig's scoring came in the second half. Tuesday's win gave the Kingsmen a 20-win season for the 12th time in program history, and for the first time since 2015, when they lost to Riley, actually, in the sectional championship game. But they won 23 games, Penn did, in 2014 as well, when they lost to Lake Central in regional play that year.
Man, you're just a fountain of information.
Bucket of nuggets tonight.
In pregame. You know what we need to do?
What's that?
From next season, I'm going to call it now, we need to bring back the bell.
That's true.
Back from the SSS days, the bell for the nugget. A bing!
Now, I do have to thank Kurt Rolla, longtime newspaper guy who works out here at Penn High School teaching their media stuff. He had some of those nuggets. Some I found out on my own. Some
still
a good deal he had. So
take credit, my friend.
Gotta
take
use
credit.
Them. So Penn comes in with a 20-3 record. They were 11-3 in the NIC this season. The LaPorte Slicers are 12-10. They were 4-3 and finished in fourth place in the Duneland Conference. They are led by second-year head coach Kyle Benge. They were just 5-17 in his first year last year. And here's another interesting one.
I'm ready.
Keegan Hoskins, whose name you'll hear tonight, Penn forward. Kyle Benge is first cousins with Penn's Keegan Hoskins.
How in the world would you find that out?
Thank Kurt Rolla directly for that one.
Wow. So, man, I didn't know if you were calling up players, asking them for nuggets or what.
A lot of common opponents. Again, they haven't played in 19 years, but LaPorte played all four South Bend schools this season. They beat Adams and Clay. They lost to Riley and Washington. And LaPorte and Penn also have four Duneland opponents in common. One of Penn's three losses this season is to Michigan City, who, interestingly enough, LaPorte beat during the season. But the other three Duneland opponents, Crown Point, Valpo, and Merrillville, Penn beat all of them, and LaPorte lost to all of them. So go figure.
My brain hurts. That's just a lot of information.
Am I just barraging you with too much stuff here at the start?
It's Friday night. I don't need that kind of information rolling around in my noodle. Going into the weekend. No, I'm just kidding. That's good stuff. I always enjoy when people are like, well, they got common opponents, and they did this against them, and they did this against them. And, yeah, it means absolutely
what
nothing.
What difference does it make?
It means absolutely nothing. Something fun for us to talk about, though.
Yep, that's right. LaPorte last won a sectional title back in 2014 when they were with other Duneland teams over in their sectional back to the west. Penn also won a sectional that year. LaPorte lost to Lake Central in the first round regional game after winning its sectional. And then Penn also lost to Lake Central that same day in the regional championship game. So they both won sectionals in 14, both lost to Lake Central on the same day in regionals.
And there it is.
Are we done now?
I hope so. I've got all kinds of nuggets for tomorrow night.
Okay.
You know, based on who's won the sectional and everything like that. So I'll save my nuggets for tomorrow.
All right. A bucket of nuggets will always do. Let's do some starting lineups for this game with LaPorte players being introduced to the crowd here at the Palace. So let's do it first for the LaPorte Slicers, a 5'11 junior guard averaging 4 points per game. Carson Crass, he is their point guard who averages 5.7 assists per contest. A 6'3 junior guard averaging 12.5 points. Garrett Large, that is OTT-Large. And he is a junior. We saw him 2 years ago with LaPorte out at the Washington sectional, and I think he hit the three at the end of regulation that sent the Adams game into overtime. If you remember, they played Adams in the semifinal in that game. Jacob Spence is a 6'2 senior. He averages 9.3 points per game for the Slicers. A 6'5 senior forward, averaging team highs of 16.8 points and 7.5 rebounds. He's pretty much the guy, one of the main guys you've got to watch for LaPorte tonight, Drake Gunn. And a 6'2 freshman, averaging 10.1 points, 4.5 rebounds, the younger brother of Garrett Otlarge, Grant Otlarge. Again, coached by Kyle Benge in his second season as head coach, 12-10. For Penn, it looks like this, a 5'10 junior averaging 5.5 points. Carter Hickey, a 6'1 senior point guard averaging 19 points. Drew Lutz, a 6'2 senior averaging 11.6 points. Bo Ludwig, a 6'6 senior averaging 20 points and 8.3 rebounds. Noah Applegate, and a 6'6 senior forward averaging 7.9 points and 4.9 boards. Keegan Hoskins. Al Rhodes, the head coach, his 10th season at Penn and his 38th. Overall, it is Gunn and Applegate at center court, and the tip is up and controlled by the Kingsmen. They are dressed in their home white uniforms with gold numbers and black trim. LaPorte dressed in road black with orange numbers and white trim. Drew Lutz on the left drives and has it stripped away by Kress. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Kingsmen.
They're going to call a foul, actually, on Kress. On that play, and it's going to send Lutz to the line to shoot two with only 18 seconds into the game.
And they called that a shooting foul as well.
Yes,
all right,
they did.
All right, let's just bite our tongues. So Drew Lutz going to the line is an 83% foul shooter, and he misses the first one.
Now let me throw this out at you, Sean.
Okay.
Because if anybody listened on Tuesday, they'll know that our old eyes had issues with Penn's jerseys.
Correct.
Okay. This tonight, their numbers are outlined in black. They've got a different set of jerseys on, and I'm going to say they did it for us. And I appreciate it. Thank you, Al Rhodes.
I thought they looked a little bit different tonight. They've got some piping down the sides. Lutz goes one of two at the free throw line. And here is Grant Otlarge, and he buries his first three-point try, and it's 3-1 LaPorte. Just 30 seconds into the game, and from the corner, the three does not go for Hickey. Rebound comes down to LaPorte, and the Slicers have the basketball, leading 3-1. Again, these two teams have not played in 19 years. Kress with the basketball with the left hand, passes to Otlarge, the other Otlarge. Off the back iron, and Applegate clears the rebound. He had 9 in the win Tuesday night over Riley. Lutz down to the right corner to Ludwig, cues the three and knocks it down.
Yeah, that was a nice job. The defense collapsed, and it left Bo Ludwig wide open in the corner for three.
Ludwig scored all 10 of his points against Riley in the second half Tuesday night. He starts it off with a three here, and here's Gunn through the lane. It won't go. Offensive rebound by Kress. Kress drives and lays it in.
Yeah, it was a nice board, and he was able to kind of do a little hesitation and then a drive to the basket for the two for the Slicers.
5-4, and Applegate, the net barely moved on the three-pointer by the big man down in the right corner. 7-5 Penn, and LaPorte takes the timeout. 6:21 to play in the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. It's Penn 7, LaPorte 5 on 96.1 WSBT. 7-5, Penn leads LaPorte. 6 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter from the Palace at Penn High School. Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers, Matt Embry back in our studios. He'll keep you up to date on scores from other sectionals throughout the night. Drew Lutz, I didn't get a chance to say, he went 1 of 2 at the free throw line. He now needs 7 points tonight to get to 1,000 for his career. Garrett Otlarge to his brother Grant Otlarge, who is larger than the other Otlarge.
Oh, now that's just confusing again.
Double team, and there's Grant Otlarge, the freshman. Outside it goes, the point guard Kress, the three a little bit strong. The rebound down to Ludwig. And the Kingsmen back to Ludwig, down to the right corner to Hickey. Lobs it in on the block. Back to the basket. Drop to the baseline. It's Keegan Hoskins, and it's 9-5 Penn.
A nice move there on the fadeaway little jumper by Hoskins. Very, very impressive. They've got the size advantage over LaPorte. I think they can take advantage down there on the block.
9-5. 5:34 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Penn leads by four. Up top, Otlarge. And that is Garrett Otlarge, the older of the two, who hits his first three of the night. Now they each have a tray, and Penn leads by one.
I think there's been 4 3-pointers so far. I don't think any of them have even come close to hitting the rim.
Lutz drives and then leaves it down to the corner to Applegate with a left hand. He comes to the lane. Down to the corner, it's Hickey alone for three, and he'll hit another one.
Unbelievable. You want to talk about scorching the Nets right now. Penn has hit 75% so far from three, while LaPorte's 50%.
They were just 3 of 16 from behind the arc in Tuesday's win over Riley. They've already matched that in the first quarter here tonight. A missed three-pointer by LaPorte, foul on the rebound. It'll go against the Slicers with Penn on top by four.
It looks like they're going to call that on Gunn for going over the back.
Gunn is far and away their biggest and most athletic player at 6'5". He's a forward who can also step outside and hit a three every now and then, averaging just under 17 points per game. It is stripped away from Hoskins as they tried the entry pass. Now coming up court, it ricochets off the back of Keegan Hoskins, the Kankakee Community College baseball commit. 4:22 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Hoskins just missed a double-double against Riley with 12 points and 9 rebounds. He and Applegate both just missed, and there's a tip. Did Gunn even hit it, or was it off a Penn player?
I'm going to say they're going to give it to Gunn, but I don't think he had anything to do with that shot going in the basket.
It's now 12-10 and a loose ball back at the other end of the floor. Hoskins down to get it, and he does a little roll down there and is called for traveling.
Well, it was a great job of getting down and dirty. There were three players on the floor. Hoskins ended up getting control, and he just twisted over about 180 degrees, and that's enough to be called for the travel. But he was just trying to rip the ball away from the LaPorte player that was on the ground.
Penn leads LaPorte 12-10 with 4:03 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Crash to Garrett Otlarge with a left hand, comes to the free throw line, leaves it out on the wing for Crass. Crass stops his dribble with Lutz there chest to test. Grant at Otlarge to Garrett Otlarge. A three rims off and the rebound to Bo Ludwig. Drew Lutz with a basketball. Spins off the defender. Right side of the lane. It won't go. And Gunn with a rebound for the Slicers. Penn by two. LaPorte can tire take the lead to the corner. It is Otlarge and it is another three-pointer. Garrett Otlarge sinks his second three, and it's 13-12 LaPorte.
And speaking of 13, 13 threes already been taken by both teams combined.
Wow. Drew Lutz for Penn over to Applegate. Applegate drives from the right, hits some big contact, and the loose ball is picked up by Gunn for the Slicers. Gunn stops his dribble. Ledwick comes close, and there's Applegate with a steal. Applegate, two defenders in front of him, goes around one. His layup won't go as he switches from left to right, but he draws a foul.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Spence, and that's going to be his first and the team's third, and it's going to send Applegate to the line. It's funny, after that shot on the other end, Applegate got rejected, and he kind of fell to the ground looking for a foul, and he was clearly upset, and he was kind of late coming down on the defensive end. And I get to see the look on his face like, I'm getting the ball back no matter what we have to do.
Right.
And he was able to get his hand in the passing lane and go up for that that fast break there. So good job recovering and coming back and making a play.
Applegate missed his first free throw and now misses the second as well as Crass takes the LaPorte rebound. The Slicers lead by a point. Loose ball out of bounds. Who's going to have it? It'll stay with LaPorte. LaPorte 12-10 this year. They were 4-3 in the Duneland, finished in fourth place. Inbound Crass, knocked away from him, and now still knocked away. A loose ball. Lutz will pick it up, and he'll lay it in with some help from Keegan Hoskins.
Yeah, that, honestly, all the effort went to Keegan Hoskins. He was able to strip the ball, dive on the floor, and kind of kick it over to Lutz, who picked it up, didn't even have to dribble for the layup.
Keegan Hoskins was down on the deck doing his Kurt Rambis diving for the loose ball. It's 14-13. Gunn misses a three for LaPorte. Applegate with a Penn rebound. It's a one-point Penn lead. They have the basketball. Ludwig, a probe to the right of the lane, kicks it over from the point. Applegate's three misses. Rebound was taken by Ott Large, and we're going to have a jump ball called as Ludwig crashed and tied him up.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Ludwig. LaPorte thought they had the easy rebound. Here comes Ludwig flying out of nowhere, grabbing the other end of that ball. And a good no foul called, Sean, on that play, because Ludwig kind of came from the side, and based on the last game, I guess you probably could have called that a foul, but a great no call and a great jump ball.
Good point. 14-13 Penn. LaPorte with a basketball. Adams awaits the winner of this one. Sectional championship, 7:30 tomorrow night here at Penn and on WSBT on the entry to Grant Ott Large. A foul is called. Derek Durda whistled for his first. Durda in the game.
That's going to the first on Penn as a team as well.
Durda in there for Keegan Hoskins. Three team fouls on LaPorte. That is, as Vince said, the first on the Kingsmen. Inbound and down in the right corner. Inside the arc, it is Ott Large. Hangs in the air, and from the right side of the lane, hits the jumper.
And that was a nice job because he was coming down off of his jump when he shot that.
The shot by Lutz misses. Loose ball underneath, and it is Grant Ott Large with a rebound, and Nichols, who is in there for LaPorte, in there for Crass. Jordan Nichols, a 5'8 senior, the backup point guard. Doesn't even average a point a game, but kind of like Chuck Worsham for Adams, he is lightning fast out there on the floor. A 15-14 LaPorte lead, and a missed shot and a rebound is taken by Carter Hickey and the Kingsmen. Penn down by one with a minute 14 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Lutz gives it up. Outside, the three from the right wing is good again for Bo Ludwig.
I'll tell you what, Ludwig was calling for the ball for a good 2 or 3 seconds. He's like, woohoo, woohoo, I'm open. And he finally got it, and the defense didn't rotate at all, and he was able to hit the wide open three.
It's 17-15, but no more. It's 18-15. Garrett Ott Large hits his third three-pointer of the first quarter, and the Slicers go back on top by a point with 38 seconds. To play in the first.
I'll tell you what I've learned so far watching this LaPorte team, Grant Ott Large, or Garrett, excuse me, isn't afraid to shoot it from anywhere.
As a freshman, again, we saw him 2 years ago. Penn wasn't in the Washington sectional, but we saw him out there, and I remember he was the same as a freshman.
Man.
He had no fear, and that's how he plays as a junior as well. 13 seconds left as Penn holds for the last shot of the first quarter, down by a point. Drew Lutz with a basketball, guarded by Nichols. Lutz, the lefty, takes the three. Strong off the back iron. Crashing for the rebound is Hickey. He puts it up and hits it at the buzzer.
Yeah, great job by Hickey to corral the loose ball with a head on his shoulders to see the clock ticking down. Just kind of jumped up, threw it up, and down it goes to give Penn the one-point lead going into the second quarter.
Carter Hickey, who had hit a three-pointer earlier, with the buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter, and Penn leads LaPorte 19-18 in a very entertaining first 8 minutes of play. We'll take a timeout. Back with second quarter action as the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter comes to a close on WSBT. Bo Ludwig, 25 seconds into the second quarter, hits his third three-pointer of the first half. He now has 9 points all on threes, and Penn goes on top 22-18. Over LaPorte from the baseline. Crass with a jump shot. Doesn't go. Foul on the rebound coming against the Slicers.
Yeah, see who they're going to call that one on. We are at a terrible angle to see what fingers the referee is going to put up.
I think that is Mason Schroeder. Yep, that is Schroeder, a 6'3 junior who checked in at the quarter along with Jacob Spence, who is back in.
Penn is back to their starters. Durda is out for Hoskins.
Backdoor cut and the layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Applegate, and he'll bank it down.
And I'll tell you what, I have yet to see Drew Lutz have such a two poor games in a row. I mean, granted, we're just getting started with the second quarter, but he's just having some trouble getting his shot to fall.
24-18, Penn by six now. And there's Lutz with a steal. Lutz with a defender in front of him. Attacks the right side. What are they going to say? Foul on the floor before he got there.
Wow.
The layup was good, but they wave it off, and it will be a foul on the floor first.
Yeah, tough call there if you're a Penn fan. It looked like he got bumped in the continuation for the score. And, of course, the bucket goes in. Because anytime they call off a bucket, it always goes in.
That's exactly right. That is the second foul on Schroeder. So he had barely come in here on the second quarter, and he picks up two. That's five on the slicers, just one on Penn so far. 24-18. Hoskins goes up high and goes to the floor. He's going to be fouled from behind by the freshman, Grant Otlarge.
Yeah, tough call there for the young kid. Just a little bit of a bump. Hoskins had to go way high to get that inlet pass, and he just kind of lost his feet and went down. Tough foul there.
Ludwig inbounds to Lutz. Outside it goes to Hickey. 6:33 to play in the first half. Penn 24, LaPorte 18 here at the Palace at Penn. Lutz to Ludwig on the left wing. Goes over to the right to Applegate, who gives it up and then drops down low. Lutz on the outside, a screen by Hoskins. Lutz stops his dribble. The lefty puts up the three off the back iron. It hit the rim twice. Offensive rebound. The follow doesn't go, but a foul coming.
Yeah, that was a good take there by Ludwig. He got yanked down by the shoulder blades onto the floor. The crowd wanted something more than just a foul, but not really much more than you could call there. But they're at least going to give him the chance at some free throws here.
Carson Crass whistled for his second foul. It sends Ludwig to the line. All nine of his points on 3 3-pointers. The first one up and good. So Ludwig with 10 points here in the first half. He was scoreless in the first half on Tuesday against Riley. He got 9 in the first half here tonight. Now he's already matched what he did against Riley with 6:10 to play in the first half.
Well, and speaking of putting points on the board, LaPorte's already had 7 fouls, so it puts Penn into the bonus with over 6 minutes left to play in the half.
Ludwig hits both of his free throws, 26-18. The lead now up to 8 for the Kingsmen. A trap on the far side. Gunn dribbles out of it in front of the Penn cheerleaders and the Kingsmen student section. Nichols is in there for Crass. The three from the right corner doesn't go for Spence. It's out of bounds and back over to Penn.
Well, and it seems like right now LaPorte is settling for 3-pointers, and I realize they're down by 8, but there's still 6 minutes to go in the quarter. If I'm the coach, I don't want them settling for threes. Let's go down low, and I realize Penn's big, but let's have a couple of different shots.
Ludwig misses the wide open three that time. Foul on the rebound, and with the foul disparity, 7-1 what it was, we're probably going to see a few more fouls start to go LaPorte's way. It was Applegate hit with his first foul, just the second on the Kingsmen. They've got to find a way, if you're LaPorte, you got to find a way to get Gunn involved. Drake Gunn, the 6'5 senior. Again, he averages just under 17 a game, but he only has one bucket. Now LaPorte turns it over. Lutz with a quick dish, and the driving layup is good for Hoskins.
I'll tell you what a beautiful pass there to find Hoskins driving to the basket. I mean, that was a no-look touch pass. That was impressive.
Drake on the far side. The Penn lead is 10. Drake with a floater from 18. He'll rattle it down from the corner. Well, he gets his shot, but again, he's their biggest guy. They've got to get something going inside. Block shot there, and into the hands of Nichols for the slicers. Penn leads 28-20. Another turnover, and flipped up court, and they give it back, and the dunk by Noah Applegate.
And again, that extra pass does wonders for Penn. I mean, they had 3 guys and no guys for LaPorte on that fast break, and an easy dunk for Applegate.
Applegate poked it away over on the far side of the floor. He flipped it over to Ludwig. Ludwig gave it back, and then Applegate threw it down. Great sharing of the basketball there for the Kingsmen.
Well, and that's what gets it done, man. There's nothing better than good team basketball, and that extra pass just opens everything up, man. It's just fun to see. It is fun to see good fundamental team basketball.
They average 18.4 assists per game, do the Kingsmen. 4.5 to play here in the first half. Gunn coming down the baseline, puts it up and draws the foul.
And it looks like they're probably going to call that on Hoskins, excuse me. Yep, double threes going up, so that'll be his first.
That is the third on Penn. Drake Gunn to the free throw line. Hard off the back iron, no good. He shoots just 54% at the stripe. Dribbles, spins it in his hands, puts it up. It's no good as well. And the rebound cleared by Derek Durda. 30-20, Penn on top of LaPorte. 4:18 to play in the first half. Lutz with a basketball out on the left wing. Passes over to Ludwig. Tries the entry pass for Hoskins. It's denied. Hoskins touched it last, out of bounds. And over to the Slicers.
Well, and Hoskins had good position down on the block, and they found him down low, but he got bumped just as he was about to catch it. It threw off his hand-eye coordination. It just went right off of his leg.
Peyton Marker is in the game for the first time. Calling for it down in the corner, an air ball thrown up by Jacob Spence. Rebound taken by Lutz. The Kingsmen push it up. Lutz dishes off to Applegate for the easy layup.
Again, what a beautiful pass there by Lutz. The defense collapsed on him and left Applegate wide open on the block for the easy layup.
The lead now 12 for Penn. Otlarge nearly lost it. Now kicks it out of bounds right in front of those Penn cheerleaders on the far side of the floor. Slicers will take a timeout. Kyle Benj, the second year head coach, needs to settle his team down, and he calls a timeout to do so. It's Penn 32, LaPorte 20 with 3:36 to play in the first half. This is 4A sectional basketball on 96.1 WSBT. Penn with a basketball leading 32-30 coming out of the timeout. 3:25 to play in the first half. Inside hook shot doesn't go for Applegate. Rebound down to Jacob Spence and LaPorte. The Slicers with a 12-10 record this season. Deep three from the left does not go for Garrett Otlarge, and the rebound down to the Kingsmen. Lutz has it stripped away. Otlarge has it in front of Hickey. Otlarge coming with the left hand, tried to leave it for Gunn. Gunn, as it was deflected by Applegate, gets it back over in the left corner, and traveling is called on Grant Otlarge as he tries to come into the lane.
And I think the young freshman was surprised that he even got the ball at that point. It was kind of a loose ball, and his feet got going just a little bit quicker than his dribble.
2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half. Penn 32, LaPorte 20 here at the Palace at Penn High School. Winner of this game plays Adams tomorrow night, 7:30 sectional championship. We'll have it here on WSBT. Bo Ludwig on fire in the first half. His fourth three-pointer already, and he has 14 points.
Can't leave Bo Ludwig wide open on the wing. I mean, there wasn't a black jersey within 10 feet when he received the basketball.
From the right corner, the three-point answer is good for Jacob Spence, who is LaPorte's best three-point shooter. That is his 53rd of the season in over 100 tries. He came into the night shooting 50% from beyond the arc. That's pretty amazing when you put up that kind of volume.
You're not kidding. Holy cow. When they're going to call an offensive foul on Hoskins down low, he got the entry pass, made one little drop step, and of course, black jersey hit the deck quick, and they're going to call the offensive foul.
And we've got a timeout on the floor. 2:04 as Penn takes a timeout. 2:04 to play in the first half. It's Penn 35, LaPorte 23. This is 4A sectional basketball presented by Bethel and the Bethel Athletic Department on WSBT. LaPorte with a basketball, just under two to play in the first half. Penn leads by 12, 35-23. In the lane, Garrett Otlarge puts it up, won't go. Grant Otlarge, his younger brother, with the rebound and gets fouled, taking it back up.
Yeah, it was a good rebound there by the young freshman, able to go up strong through contact, almost put it down for the three-point play here, but he's going to shoot two.
Drew Lutz is whistled for his first foul of the night. Grant Otlarge misses his first free throw as it rims off. He's a 61% shooter at the line. He averages 10.1 points a game. Hit a three early That's all he scored so far in the first half until the free throw he just hit. Now has four, and with a minute 47 to play in the first half, it's Penn 35, LaPorte 24. Ludwig to Hickey. And back over to Durda to Ludwig. His three misses, and Gunn has the rebound for the Slicers. On the left, it is Peyton Marker. Marker gives it up to Ott Large, who falls coming into the lane, went down hard.
And they're going to call a foul here on that play on Durda. Honestly, this looks like he got tripped, or he tripped over.
And his shoe
Durda.
Came off, too.
Yeah, that's a tough foul to take right there.
Minute 16 to play in the first, and got a substitution made as Joe Apata comes in. And Gunn with the layup.
1 minute remaining and a half.
Joe Apata, a 6'2 sophomore. We did not see him Tuesday against Riley. It's now 35-26. Penn in the lane. Left-hand dribble. Up fake by Applegate. Puts it up. It won't go. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Kingsmen. Penn to inbound. From the baseline, down to the baseline. Ludwig's jumper won't go. Crashes for his own rebound, then tries to dish it off. It goes off of Potta's hands and bounds on the left baseline. Fifth board. So a 6'2 sophomore. Joe Potta in. And the notes from Penn, a powerful physical presence inside, and that's how he looks.
Yes, absolutely. Looks like a tight end.
I was going to say, built like a tight end. Defensive lineman, something like that.
Well, always related to football.
That's exactly right. He's got some biceps that nobody else on the floor has, that's for sure. Well, 35 seconds to play in the first half.
This is the first time we've seen Penn go too deep in their bench. We've only ever seen Durda come off the bench.
Yeah. Loose ball. Ottlarge kicks it outside, and the three-pointer is good from the corner for Jacob Spence. It's his second of the first half, and it's now just a six-point game.
I'm sure Coach Rhodes had in the scouting report to get a hand in Spence's face when he shoots threes. Like you said, he shoots them in bunches, and he's already got two from back there.
35-29. Penn playing for last shot. Down low. Lex zips it inside. Applegate's shot doesn't go. His follow doesn't go either, and that'll be the end of the first half.
Kind of a frantic way to end things right there, but... either way, it's only a six-point lead for the Kingsmen going into halftime.
35-29. A lot different game here in the second one between Penn and LaPorte than we saw in the first game played between Adams and Clay.
Slightly different. We were talking off the air, even when it was a 12-point lead, it didn't seem like a 12-point lead for Penn because both teams are playing pretty well. Both teams are clearly well-coached and playing a good game overall, and LaPorte was able to close it down to just two possessions going into the half.
And it's just a six-point game at halftime. 35-29, the lead. We'll talk to Adams head coach Chad Johnson after we take this timeout. We are live at Penn, and this is the 4A sectional presented by Bethel and the Bethel. We've got about 30 seconds to go until half, Vince, so just get us through some quick scoring. And I also want to know how many three-pointers everybody's hit.
All right, so... both teams shooting well from three-point land. Penn 46%, LaPorte 40%. So Penn is 6 of 13, and LaPorte is 6 of 15 from three. Both teams shooting over 45% from the field as well. Individual scoring, Bo Ludwig has 14, Noah Applegate 9, Hickey has 5, Hoskins has 4, and Drew Lutz rounds out the scoring for the Kingsmen with 3. Let's see, Garrett Ottlarge has 11, Spence has 6, Dunn has 6, The other Otlars, the freshman Otlarge, has four, and Crass has two. So your halftime score, 35-29, with Penn holding the lead.
All right, LaPorte has the basketball to start the second half, and we are ready for play.
Whew.
We had a kickball, and Penn's, or LaPorte's going to inbound it once again.
Well, they knew we weren't quite ready yet, so they wanted to reset it for us.
That's right. Penn by six, LaPorte with the basketball. Gunn up high, off to Grant Otlarge. His three is an air ball that bounces out of bounds and goes to the Kingsmen.
Well, and I was just about to say, that's how they kicked off the game, with Grant Otlarge hitting the three for the first 3 points of the game. I was like, oh, that's how they're going to start off the second half, too. Little off target this time.
Lutz to Hoskins, bumped as he takes the jumper from 10 feet away on the right side of the lane, and Keegan Hoskins will go to the line.
Yeah, they're going to call that foul on Garrett Otlarge, which is going to be his first.
He had a team-high 11 points in the first half. Keegan Hoskins, who just missed a double-double against Riley Tuesday with 12 points and 9 rebounds, sinks the first free throw and has 5 points tonight. Takes a deep breath, bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and hits another one. 6 points for Hoskins, and it's 37-29 Penn with just over 30 seconds gone in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Grant Otlarge dribbles once, goes to his right, and passes to his older brother, Garrett Otlarge. Top of the key, Gunn. Over to Crass, the point guard, who picked up a pair of fouls in the first half. Spence over to Garrett Otlarge. Misses the three. Grant Otlarge trying to save the rebound, steps on the baseline.
That was a good athletic move, too, by Grant to try to save that ball, but he must have had a toe on the line. It's on the opposite side of the court for us, but he must have had a toe on the line, the official right there, to give it to Penn.
The lead is 8 for the Kingsmen. 6:53 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Drew Lutz lobs it down to the baseline. Double-teamed is Applegate, trying to spin off Gunn. Some contact goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Penn.
Well, I'll tell you what, that looked like it went off Applegate's foot,
yeah,
to be honest with you. I mean, this is right in front of us, but the ball's going to stay with Penn. They're saying, I guess it went off of Gunn.
The 6'5 Gunn guarding the 6'6 Applegate. Down to the corner, the lefty Lutz buries the three-pointer.
Big 3 points there for the senior. Lutz giving his point total up to 6 on that three-pointer from the corner.
He needs 2 points to become the 7th player in Penn history with 1,000 points. A post move down low and a flop by Applegate as Grant Otlarge turns and hits it.
Well, can you blame Applegate for going down on that, the way everything's been called tonight?
Lutz dishes down low to Hoskins. His first shot didn't go. His tip try wouldn't go, and he draws a foul on the second effort. Grant Otlarge picks up his second. Now, that Grant Otlarge, just a little bit smaller. He's 6'2". His older brother Garrett is 6'3", but he's a little stockier. He's got good post moves. Was able to watch a couple of their older games as Hoskins hits the free throw. But with the height that Penn has, it's just harder to use him, I think, tonight.
Well, and you can tell his future's on the block. I mean, he's not going to be, or shouldn't be, you know, shooting those long-distance threes. Now, granted, he made one earlier in the game, but his future is down on the block, that is for sure.
42-31, Penn extends its lead back out to 11 with 6:02 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. There's a right-hand layup by Garrett Otlarge.
From Otlarge to Otlarge, it was a nice pass in from the freshman to the junior for 2.
Lutz out to Hickey for 3. It won't go, and Grant Otlarge takes the rebound for the Slicers. 5:45 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Outside, Grant Otlarge. He flops on his 3. It goes through, and they get tangled up coming back up court.
Well, and he basically, he heard me say that he's not allowed to shoot threes, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to can this one from the wing.
Lutz for 3. He hits it and the foul, and Drew Lutz on the three-pointer and a chance for a 4-point play becomes the 7th Kingsman to grasp 1,000 for his career.
What a great shot. Three-pointer through contact. Looked awfully similar to what happened on the other end. But, hey, they're going to call it Then they're going to send the Kingsmen to the line for a four-point play opportunity.
Drew Lutz, now along with Noah Applegate, both over 1,000 points in their career. They are the first teammates in Penn history to both have over 1,000 career points.
Well, and that's saying something, too. Those guys have had a long, illustrious career here for Penn. And to have both those guys on the same team, it's going to make these guys tough to beat in the playoffs.
46-36 after the four-point play by Lutz. A drive-by gun stripped away from him and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Slicers.
And they just have so many weapons, does Penn. I mean, you've got, obviously, Lutz and Applegate. They get most of the headlines. But when Hoskins and Bo Ludwig are both hitting, I mean, that's four different offensive options you've got on the floor.
Timeout taken by Laporte after nearly a steal on the inbound. 5:09 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third, Penn by 10 on WSBT. 5:09 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Penn leads Laporte 46-36. Grant Gunn pulls up. The jumper from the left of the lane doesn't go. Offensive rebound and a basket and a foul for Jacob Spence.
Yeah, it was a nice job, too, because Jacob Spence doesn't belong down there with the trees, and he was able to go up strong through contact for the three-point play opportunity.
It makes it 46-38 with a chance to get it a little bit closer. Spence averages 9.3 a game, and again, he's a three-point bomber, 52 of 103 from three-point range coming in. The free throw misses. Keegan Hoskins has the Penn rebound. The Kingsmen lead by eight with just under five to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Applegate driving with a left hand, spins off the defender and uses the glass to knock it down.
What a nice little spin move. He has such control over his body when he spins and then leans toward the basket to use all of his frame to get closer to the hoop.
It's now 48-38 Penn with 4:33 to play in the Rossini's third. Crass from the free throw line. The jump shot off the back iron. Applegate with the rebound, his fifth. Here's Drew Lutz into the lane, draws contact, foul on the floor.
And a good hesitation drive there by Lutz. It looks like he was going to spot up or at least slow down to pass, and he kind of put it into first gear and then drove it into third gear to get down into the lane and draw the foul.
It's the third on Crass, and they go with the taller Peyton Marker at 6 foot tall. Down low, it is Applegate with the easy bucket.
Yeah, that's a nice move coming off the out-of-bounds play there. Applegate streaking down into the lane for the easy catch and shot.
Penn by 12 now. Spence drives down to the left, stops and pops over two defenders.
I'll tell you what, that was not a bad job there by Spence. He looked like he was cut off completely, double-teamed, and just kind of went over the top and just a little teardrop into the basket.
Drew Lutz with a basketball, comes into the lane, tries to zip it down to the left corner to Hickey. Deflected by a Slicer out of bounds, and Penn will inbound with 3:49 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Lutz passes into Applegate, outside Hickey, tapped away from him by Spence. Hickey gets it back. Now Ludwig drives from the right. It didn't go after some contact. Hoskins had the rebound. Then the loose ball is finally knocked out of bounds, and a foul coming again on Laporte.
That's going to be Schroeder's third foul of the game, and Laporte already up to five in the half.
It was lopsided in the first half. It was 7-0 in fouls, with Laporte with seven in the first half before Penn finally picked one up. 5-1 now, with Laporte trailing the Kingsmen by 10, and Al Rhodes telling Lutz maybe to slow up a little bit, and Lutz says, okay, I'll hit a three-pointer.
Yeah, that's slowing it up. I mean, why not? If you're just going to step, you're going to let him step into a three. He's a 1,000-point scorer, only the seventh guy in history of Penn High School to do it. You're going to let him step into a three? Okay, he'll take it.
And it's now a 13-point lead, the biggest of the game for Penn. Laporte has only led momentarily in the first quarter. They led by a point a couple different times. Marker off to Spence. Deflected as he tried to get it into Gunn, and there's a steal. And Lutz with a basketball gets fouled, taking it up.
Had a good drive there by Lutz. It was almost a gift into his midsection there at midcourt on the loose ball, and he just drove to the basket, took it up strong, and drew contact.
Peyton Marker whistled for his first foul. Lutz dribbles at the line. The lefty puts up the free throw. It rattles around the rim and falls through. He shoots 83% at the line. He is 3-for-4 at the stripe so far tonight. And he gives Penn a 14-point advantage. A bend of the knees. He puts it up and hits another one. Lutz now with a game-high 15. 12 of them coming here in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter as he has crossed 1,000 points in his career. Inside deflected. The white shirts have it. Keegan Hoskins goes up to get it for Penn, and now it's going to be intercepted as Lutz tried to zip a pass all the way down court. 2.5 minutes to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Drake Gunn, who has been quiet tonight, their leading scorer at just under 17 a game, has just 6. He has been neutralized in the lane tonight for sure.
Well, you know, I don't know what the competition looks like in the Duneland, but they're probably not going to come up against guys as big as Penn is. I mean, they've got some serious size down there. Not only that, but they've got some guys with a serious head on their shoulders. They got 4 seniors and a junior on the floor, you know, and they've played with each other for so long. I mean, they just do such a good job of helping each other out on the defensive end of the floor.
Gunn lobbed it low for Grant Otlarge. He couldn't handle the pass. It went out of bounds near the LaPorte cheerleaders down in the far corner. Penn gets it back already, leading by 15, trying to separate themselves. They led by just 6 at halftime. And with 2:12 to go in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter, the Kingsmen trying to add to their mounting advantage. Hickey to Ludwig. Ludwig looking for Lutz. Finds him on the right, a hand in his face. Lutz drives to the baseline. Otlarge blocks it, picks it up. Ludwig steals it back. Ludwig will back it out, looking for some help. Top of the key to Applegate. The 6'6 senior and the other 1,000-point scorer gives it up to fellow 1,000-pointer, Drew Lutz. Ludwig with a left hand, into the lane. Leaves it down to the baseline. The 16-footer doesn't go for Applegate, and Gunn takes the rebound for LaPorte. He's trapped in the corner. Through the hands of a teammate, it's going to be picked up by Ludwig. The lead is 15 for Penn to Applegate. Out to Lutz. Another 3. He draws another foul.
Wow. I'll tell you what, that play happened right in front of us. He put up the 3 from the wing, and Otlarge had his hand. I guess maybe he nicked his fingernail, and Lutz did a great job. Heady play by Lutz to make it look like he just got absolutely abused and fell to the floor. Now he gets to shoot 3 free throws.
Garrett Otlarge was called for his 2nd, and we've got a timeout taken by LaPorte. 1:21 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one too. 55-40, Penn leads on WSB. Drew Lutz misses a free throw. He's got 3 coming here after being fouled by Garrett Otlarge on a 3-point shot right before the LaPorte timeout. Lutz hits the 2nd, now has 16 points, coming off 10 points, shooting just 4 of 17 in Tuesday's win over Riley. He makes the last of the 3 free throws, and Penn leads 57-40 with 1:17 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Crass with a basketball for the Slicers. Gives it up and then calls for it right back as he claps his hands. Goes to the right, bounces it to the free throw line to Schroeder, who came in and picked up 2 quick fouls in the 2nd quarter. Shot up, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Spence. Outside, Otlarge misses a 3. Hoskins has the rebound and he'll draw the quick foul. Drake Gunn will be hit with his 2nd. And it is free throws the other way. That is 8 on LaPorte. Penn has just 2 here in the third quarter. Derek Durda is in. Peyton Marker in for LaPorte as Garrett Otlarge sits down. Both Otlarges are out.
That's odd. That hasn't happened the whole game.
You're right. First free throw by Hoskins is good. His last 5 points have come at the line. He now has 9 all here, or all the free throws here in the third quarter. Misses the second one. And Schroeder, the 6'3 junior forward, takes the rebound for the Slicers. The lead is 18 for Penn. Lob down low. Gunn goes up and lays it in.
That was a nice job by Gunn. As soon as he got the ball deep underneath the basket, using his body to shield off the defender for the easy 2.
58-42. The lead still 16 for the Kingsmen. They have the basketball with 22 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 22 seconds. Outside it's Hickey. Gives it up to Drew Lutz. Kras hugs him tightly. Lutz with a left hand moves left. Looks into a double team. Passes outside to Durda. Now Hickey back over to Lutz. 5 to play. Lutz drives, puts it up, draws the foul, and heads back to the free throw line.
Yeah, another good take by Lutz. Realizing that LaPorte's starting to get into foul trouble, and if he's going to drive, he's going to have his chance at some free throws. He's also going to be able to get some guys into some foul trouble.
It's Mason Schroeder, who's been a foul machine. He's only been on the floor for maybe 4 or 5 minutes this game, and he has 4 fouls already. Drew Lutz cashes in at the free throw line once again. He now has 18 points with 7 of them coming at the line, and another free throw coming. It is good, and he has 19, which is right at his scoring average. That'll be the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 60-42. Penn takes command. They led by just 6 coming into the second half. They lead by 18 at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. We're back with fourth quarter action after this 1-minute timeout on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Penn with the ball as the fourth quarter begins, leading by 18. Missed shot by Keegan Hoskins. A foul on the rebound will go against the Kingsmen. That'll be the 4th on Penn of the second half as Derek Durda picks up his 3rd. 60-42, Penn leads LaPorte. The winner of this game plays Adams in the championship game tomorrow night. Left corner, Otlarge for 3. It won't go. Rebound still loose, and it's finally run down by Drew Lutz on the baseline. 7.5 remaining here in the 4th. Ball fake and traveling is called. They must be getting bonuses for travel calls,
man,
tonight in these 2 sectional games.
Usually I can pick up what and what isn't a travel call, and I just don't know if that was a travel. I'm sorry.
It's 60-42 as Noah Applegate was called for the travel. Contact down low as Hoskins went down. Gunn lays it in. He has 10.
I mean, that was a forearm to the midsection. And no call on either side, so I give up.
Lutz down to the baseline to Durda. 16-footer doesn't go. Rebound. Ludwig had it. Hoskins got it. Hit the bottom of the rim. And then it hit him in the face. And he fought for it and got it back. And a foul was called at the end of all that.
I don't even know. I've never seen that before. I will say that.
I'm sorry to laugh, but
it's an unfortunate bounce of the basketball. Let's just put it that way.
Hoskins hits the free throw. He went up and it looked, you know, so good, and it just hit the rim and shot him right back in the face. He now has 11 as he hits both free throws. I'm glad he hit both of them.
Yeah, it didn't faze him in any way.
That's right. He's like, man, are you kidding me? Bleeds 18 again for Penn, and we've got a foul on the floor.
They're going to call hand checking on Carter Hickey on that drive to the basket by Laporte.
I'm just going to say it. I mean, obviously, we've got lopsided team fouls, so maybe that has something to do with it. Laporte's been hit for 10. That's just the fourth now as Hickey is called for that, but I feel like we've seen a change in the call so far.
Yeah, I completely agree. It'll be interesting to see how it goes the last 6 minutes and 50 seconds.
There's a 30-second timeout taken by Penn. We'll go ahead and keep it here and again remind you that we will have the sectional championship game tomorrow night here at the Palace. Adams beat Clay earlier in what Chad Johnston himself kind of called a lackluster effort by his team.
And he's right. You know, he's never been one to mince words, but he said his final message to his team was, look, it doesn't matter how you win. It's that you do win, and we're playing for a championship tomorrow night.
Right.
So, and at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Inbound to Gunn as he goes up. He'll draw another foul as Keegan Hoskins picks it up.
It'll be his third. I hate when they call fouls when both guys are going up for the ball.
Right.
You know, it's a loose ball. It's in the air.
There's something called verticality.
Right. They happen to touch each other, and they got to call a foul, usually on the guy who's playing defense.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't like that call.
Gunn from 18 feet away hits the rim. It bounces up, and it drops down.
Nice delicate stroke there by Gunn. It kissed the rim twice and hit the backboard and went in.
He brings Laporte to within 16 with 6:25 to play in the game. Penn with just 3 losses this season. Applegate drives the baseline, and Gunn goes up to block him.
A lot of contact, but, hey.
Al Rhodes is saying, now you're calling this touch stuff at the other end.
Right.
Oh, we're not calling that.
From our perspective, let's not stop things. Let's just keep it playing. I'm happy about that, but that looked awfully physical for a no call.
6:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Penn by 16, inbound to Ludwig. Back to Applegate from the free throw line. Bounces it down low. Hoskins' shot won't go. Gunn up for his fourth rebound. 62-46. Penn leads. Laporte with a basketball. Gunn slices through the lane and lays it in with his left hand.
Well, Gunn's doing the best he can to put his team on his back to try to crawl back into this game, but it might be too little too late.
Suddenly it's a 14-point game, and now we've got another foul called. It's going to be Jacob Spence. That is his third.
And it's going to send Lutz to the line.
I think that might have been our missing foul because I had him for just one. And they just said that was his third. We were talking about a foul that we couldn't account for earlier. Drew Lutz at the free throw line. Hits the lip. It crawls through. He now has 20 points. Grant Otlarge comes back in as both Otlarges, who are both out for a while, are both out there again. Drew Lutz, the free throw rims off, and Otlarge takes the board. 63-48, the lead is 15 for Penn with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Spence on the left wing, bounces it out to Gunn. A step back 3-pointer is off. Rebound taken by Ludwig, who has a slicer falling all over him, but no call. A drive and a basket and a foul.
I was still busy looking back at where the no foul apparently occurred in the backcourt.
It ends up being Drake Gunn whistled for his third foul. It's 65-48 Penn with 5:33 remaining. Free throw good by Lutz, and he now has 21 points with a good deal of them coming at the free throw line. I don't have time to count them all right now. 66-48. Here's a 17-footer that doesn't go for Gunn. Lutz has the rebound.
So that was all Lutz there on the other end, right? For some reason, I had Ludwig down.
Yes, Lutz.
All right. All fixed.
Ludwig, skip pass to the right corner to Hickey, to Applegate, and outside to Lutz, who holds the ball, and then dribbles and passes off with 4:55 remaining in the fourth quarter. 66-48 Penn on the left. Applegate bounces it off for Lutz. Lutz gives it up to Hoskins at the top of the key. To Ludwig on the right wing. Ludwig scored 14 of his 16 points in the first half. And the high pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Penn.
Well, I'm interested to see if once Penn gets the ball back with 4.5 minutes to go here in this game, if they start to take the air out of the ball a little bit, you know, to get that clock moving. It is now their friend, up as many points as they are, just shy of 20.
Top of the key, Grant Otlarge misses the three. Gunn with a rebound. And his coach calls a timeout. Kyle Benge from the sideline. Full timeout, 4:23 to play in the fourth quarter. Penn leads 66-48 in this 4A sectional semifinal presented by Bethel and Bethel Athletics on WSBT. Garrett Otlarge puts up a three from deep on the left. It doesn't go. Noah Applegate goes up to yank down the rebound, 66-48. Penn leads with exactly four to play in the fourth quarter. Ludwig and Lutz play catch. Lutz out to Hickey. Hickey out to Ludwig. Ludwig with a left hand comes to the left through the lane, zips it down. Hoskins powers his way up and banks it down.
Yeah, it's not the first time Hoskins has been able to do that move. Catches the ball about 12 feet away. Doesn't even take a dribble, just take a step and up and in, and uses his back to shield off the defender. I mean, what a nice, sweet little move.
And the lead is 20 for the Kingsmen. Gunn goes up and draws the foul.
They're going to call that on Hickey, and I believe that is his second personal foul.
It is. That's what I have anyway.
Woo! Finally on the same page.
Got to be right sometimes. We've been kind of off tonight. Last sectional championship for both of these teams, we mentioned, came in the 2014 season, and they were in different sectionals as Gunn misses the first free throw. He's now 0 for 3 at the line tonight. They did not play each other, but they both lost to Lake Central in regionals. LaPorte lost their first round regional game. Penn won its first round regional game that day, and then they lost to Lake Central in the regional championship later that night over in Michigan City. Ludwig drives into the lane, leaves it down for Applegate, who's called for an offensive foul.
Man, another offensive foul. We have seen more offensive fouls in the two games that we've done tonight than I think we've seen all season combined.
No kidding. 3:08 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Penn leads LaPorte 68-48.
I guess I'm just used to the old days where you just pound it down low and, you know, you give it to the big guy and there's just all kinds of contact. And now it's more of a finesse game, I guess.
Terry White is in for the first time tonight, as is Nichols. White down to the corner, a block shot, and then a lot of contact down there. Baseball pass up court. Here's Applegate with the left-hand layup.
Yeah, what a nice little transition there for Penn, and what a great block there on the other end by Ludwig.
2.5 to play in the game. Penn on top, 70-48, and traveling called against the Slicers.
I think you're going to see some subs here for both teams, get the starters out of the game, or at least slowly get them out.
Noah Applegate sits down, as does Keegan Hoskins. They're two big men. Both take seats. Applegate with 15 points. Hoskins with 13. They've combined for 13 rebounds as well, with Penn leading by 22. And into the game comes Gavin Ruth, a 6-foot senior, for the first time in this sectional. And I'm looking, who's this guy down here? Was that Durda?
Okay. Yep, Miss Durda.
Couldn't quite see his number. Wraparound pass down low, and Durda gets the easy layup.
And nice little pass there underneath by Lutz. It, like you said, to wrap it around the Laporte defender and get it to a wide-open Durda.
Missed shot by Laporte. Offensive rebound by Gunn, who gets fouled taking it back up.
And a lot of white shirts down there, and they're going to end up calling it on 35, which is Ruth.
Minute 42 to play here as Gunn goes to the line for the third time tonight, and he is still 0 for at the free throw line. He misses for the fifth time.
And they haven't really been close either.
No. Again, he's just a 54% free throw shooter. Couple more substitutions as Caleb Applegate, Noah Applegate's younger brother, a sophomore 6 feet tall, comes in.
And Lutz and Ludwig are going to take a seat.
Richard Brooks also in as Gunn misses yet another free throw. Rebound to Penn after the second miss. Carter Hickey and a foul back at the other end of the floor. Now, there's a 32 on the floor. We were told that 32, Grant Gresham for Laporte had a broken hand, but assuming that's him, he's out there.
Well, they probably dressed
somebody else.
Kid,
yeah. Missed free throw by Hickey. Micah Spatt, 5'11 junior, is also in. Minute 35 remaining, 72-48 Penn. Kingsmen are going to play Adams in the sectional championship game tomorrow night, 7:30. We'll have it here on 96.1.
It's going to be one of those WSBT.
Three.
Right there.
Yeah. Lavelle Pointer or Jaquantus Tucker. Not really sure.
Nope.
Minute and a half to play. Penn by 25. Outside a three-pointer. Does not go for Ethan Osowski, a six-foot sophomore. Offensive rebound, though, and there is a steal by Brooks. Coming up court. Penn with a basketball. Outside. Having a hard time with some of these numbers here. That is Jawan Horton. The smaller gold numbers. Missed his shot. Got his own rebound. A follow-up shot doesn't go. And another offensive rebound by Horton. Under a minute to play. And who was that?
That was Groves.
Ethan Groves. 5'9 junior. Hits it. Was that a three?
Yes, it was.
It was a three. So it's 76-48. Now, I apologize. Having a hard time again with these numbers, and I was looking down at my roster here.
40.
And now, Ott Large with an offensive rebound for Laporte. Ott Large, the younger one, Grant Ott Large, is just a freshman, so even though he's a starter, Kyle Benge, his head coach, keeping him out there on the floor.
Yeah, no problem with that, because obviously, he, as a freshman, he's going to be, you know, one of the leaders coming back as a starter as a freshman. He'll only be a sophomore. So, yeah, keep him out there with the guys that he's going to be playing with next year.
37 seconds to play, and Penn on top, 76-48. Again, it'll be Adams tomorrow night, and we will have that sectional championship game here on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, Penn and Adams. And you had a good stat as Ott Large hits this. Over the last how many years, it's either been Penn or Riley winning these
sectionals? Since 2011, outside of the 2014.
But that Penn won.
Yeah, that Penn won. It's either been Adams or Riley has won the sectional since 2011, every year.
And it'll be Penn and Adams tomorrow night. And obviously, Penn was over in Elkhart a couple years in sectionals. But again, they're last sectional championship was 5 years ago. Adams won it 2 years ago with Riley winning last year and going to semi-state. Inbound pass down low, and the layup is good.
45.
For another guy who weren't really looking for, Casey Schultz.
Wow, definitely don't have him on my list either.
They have gone deep into the roster. Left wing, a three-pointer is good by Mason Schroeder. It's 78-52 now with 5 seconds left. Penn can hold if LaPorte backs off defensively as Osowski chases the ball. There's the final horn, 78-52. Penn beats LaPorte, and it'll be Penn and Adams in the sectional championship game tomorrow night. We will take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have some totals. Matt Embry will have the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show in a little bit as well. And we'll also have the Jays Crunchers crunch time play of the game from this game with Penn defeating LaPorte 78-52. Let's take a timeout. Don't forget, sectional championship game 7:30 tomorrow night right here at the Palace. This is 4A sectional basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports league. Back live at the Palace at Penn High School. Penn over LaPorte, 78-52 in the second 4A sectional of the day. Earlier today, Adams beat Clay 67-49 to advance. So it's going to be Adams against Penn tomorrow night. There's Trayshawn Jeffries, former Mishawaka player, hanging out. Just saw him crossing the floor down there. Graduated last year. Helped me win that IBA.
That's true. Absolutely.
78-52. Penn over LaPorte. Vince, take us through some scoring.
All right, Sean. Little team stat here so far. Penn, 46% from the field, 24-52. They were 10 of 18 from beyond the arc. That's 56%. On the night, way better than the 19% they shot on Tuesday night against Riley. They are 20 of 27 from the free throw line. That's 74%. LaPorte, 42% from the field, 21 of 50, 8 of 25 from three-point land. That's only 32%. Only 2 of 10 from the free throw line for the Slicers. That's 20%. Rebounds, Penn out-rebounded LaPorte 35 to 29. Some individual stats tonight. First for the Slicers. Gunn, 7 of 14 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3, 0 of 6 from the free throw line. He had 14 points tonight. Garrett Ott-Large was 5 of 13 from the field, 3 of 10 from 3. He had 13. Spence and Grant Ott-Large both with 10 tonight. Schroeder was 1 of 2 from the field, hit his only 3, so he had 3. And Carson Crass rounds out the scoring for the Slicers. He was 1 of 4 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3. He had 2 points tonight. For the victorious Kingsmen of Penn High School, Drew Lutz led all scorers tonight. He had 20 points, 4 of 11 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Bo Ludwig was 5 of 7 from the field tonight, 4 of 5 from three-point land, hit all 3 of his free throws. He had 17 points tonight. Noah Applegate, 7 of 16 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, missed both of his free throws. He had 12 points in the paint, 15 overall. Keegan Hoskins was 3 of 7 from the field. He hit 7 of 8 from the free throw line. He had 13. Carter Hickey, the only junior starter for the Kingsmen tonight, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 6. Evan Groves, one of the subs coming in at the end, he took 2 shots. He hit his only 3. He had 3 points tonight. Derek Durda had 2 late points. He was 1 of 2 from the field. And the man who is not even on our roster, but he is now, Casey Schultz, number 45. He was 1 of 1 from the field, hit his only shot. He had 2 points. That rounds out the scoring for the Kingsmen. So your final score tonight, Penn 78, LaPorte 52. So Penn moves on to face the Adams Eagles tomorrow night in the sectional championship here in the 4A sectional 3 championship bracket at Penn High School. That game, I believe, has a tip-off of 7:30.
It does. And that takes us to our Jays Crunchers crunch time crunching play of the game. And it is an easy one from earlier tonight. Here it is.
threes, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to can this one from the wing.
Lutz for three! He hits it and the foul, and Drew Lutz on the three-pointer and a chance for a four-point play becomes the seventh Kingsman to crest 1,000 for his career.
If that guy could spit it out.
Well, you know.
In any case, he gets to 1,000 points. He and Noah Applegate, two 1,000-point scorers, the first Penn teammates to play together with 1,000 points in their career.
I have to say, when we were looking at that stat coming into the game, only seven Penn Kingsmen in the history of the school have hit 1,000 points, and two of them are on the same team. So very impressive. Congratulations to both those young men, particularly Drew Lutz tonight on getting to 1,000 points. And, you know, hats off to Al Rhodes for coaching those two young men up and having them in the lineup for as long as he had in order to get them to 1,000 points. But two of the seven on the same squad. So very, very impressive. So congratulations to them.
Absolutely. So a resounding victory for the Kingsmen, 78-52, as they down LaPorte and pick up their 21st win of the season. And they will now face Adams tomorrow night in the sectional championship game, 7:30 tip-off, and we'll have it here on WSBT.
That we will. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I mean, again, it was not the prettiest of games that we saw between Adams and Clay earlier. These two teams played during the regular season, of course, as NIC foes. Penn won that game by a final of... Where is it? 86-73, so a 13-point game, and they'll get a rematch now and see how it works out.
Absolutely. You never know what happens. I mean, it was a rematch of Clay Adams earlier, and Adams beat him by 40-plus points the first time around, and they were hanging in there all the way up until halfway through the fourth quarter at single digits. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. It's the playoffs. It's the second time you've seen an opponent, so it should be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Adams versus Penn for the sectional championship.
Yep, absolutely. So we will be here tomorrow for Vince D'Addario, for Matt Embry back in the studios. Matt will have the U.S. Sign Crafter scoreboard show coming up. I'm Sean Sires. Again, the final here tonight, Penn 78, LaPorte 52. Sectional championship tomorrow night as Penn goes for its first sectional title in 5 years and Adams looks for its second sectional championship in the last three seasons. Penn against South Bend Adams tomorrow night here at the Palace on 96.1 WSBT. Coverage of 4A sectional basketball is presented by Bethel College and the Bethel Athletic Department. U.S. Sign Crafter scoreboard show with Matt Embry is coming up next on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
You're listening to the Class 4A Boys Basketball Penn Sectional, brought to you by Bethel College and Bethel College Athletics on 96.1 WSBT. And Matt Embry in the U.S. Sign Crafter studio as our scoreboard show continues following our doubleheader sectional semifinal coverage here on 96.1 FM WSBT, the sports leader. Game number one, Adams gets the victory over Clay, 67-49. And game number two, Penn over LaPorte, 78-52. So it'll be Penn against Adams, Al Rhodes against Chad Johnston. Pre-game coverage starting around 7:20 p.m. tomorrow night here on 96.1 FM WSBT and online at WSBTRadio.com. Click Listen Live. Elsewhere tonight in the local area, we'll extend our parameters as we continue as we run up to the 10 o'clock hour. The hero for Warsaw tonight at Northside Gym is a guy named Blake Marsh. His basket running lay-in with 2 seconds left allows the Warsaw Tigers to escape with a 43-41 win over the Elkhart Central Blazers. Milestone win for head coach Rob Berger and the Marion Knights. They get the victory over John Glenn tonight, 60-38. With the victory, Rob Berger now has 300 career wins in IHSAA competition and also 200 as the head coach of the Marion Knights. Washington's season, though, has come to an end. They fall to the Colville Military Academy Eagles, 76-60. So Washington eliminated tonight. Northwood also eliminated tonight. They fall to Tippy Valley. Tippy Valley wins 45-41. Northwood beat Tippy Valley earlier this regular season, but tonight, a much different story. At the Hardwood Teepee, Wamasia winner tonight over West Noble, 65-43. Northridge holds off Plymouth in another barn burner at Northside Gym, 68-57. And LaVille's season also comes to an end at the hands of Prairie Heights. The Tigers defeat the Lancers, 74-60.